Come, O Guru Kripal, the Sangat is calling you. In your hands is the key to the whole world. This is Sanchi's Bhajan Kripala Guru Aja, Kripala Guru Aja, page 36. Folding their hands, the Sangat is calling you. Where did you go, O giver, leaving the Sangat? This is my prayer that you may always show yourself to us. O protector of the Sangat, don't delay. Hearing our voice, come soon. All the Sangat is sitting, waiting to have your darshan. O doctor of the Sangat, the medicine is in your hands. Somebody else locked the door, and you applied the key. You saved Joga by becoming the guard. When Nanaki called, you came at once. Lovingly, you ate the chapati of request. In that way, you come and don't forget me. From the very beginning, you have been hearing the requests. You made the ship of Makan, the trader, come to the shore. Save the Sangat. This is the request of Ajaib, the sadhu. Come, O Guru Kripal, the Sangat is calling you. In your hands is the key to the whole world. Kripal Guru Aja, Kripala Guru Aja, page 36.
Kripala Guru Aja, Kripala Guru Aja, Sangata Pukara Dee Hata Vicha Chabi Yodata Sare Sansara Kripala Guru Aja, Kripala Guru Aja, Sangata Pukara Dee Tere Hata Vicha Chabi Yodata Sare Sansara Dee Sangata Pukara Dihe Tove Hata Jora Ke Sangata Pukara Dihe Tove Hata Jora Ke Kite Chale Gyodata Sangata Nuchora Ke Kite Chale Gyodata Sangata Nuchora Ke Dendare di kali sada mere pukar ji tere hath vich chabi o data sare sansar di kripala guru aja kripala guru aja Sangata pukara di tere hata vicha chabi yodata sare sansara di Sangata devaliya derana lagavi ve Sangata devaliya derana lagavi ve Sunake avajasadi chetti chetti avive Sunake avajasadi chetti chetti avive Tere darshana nubeti Sangata te araji Tere hata vicha chabi yodata sare sansara di Kripala guru aja Kripala guru aja Sangata pukara di Tere hata vicha chabi yodata sare sansara di Sangata devada teri hata chada wai ve Sangata devada teri hata chada wai ve Talaki se horalaya chabila ve Talaki se horalaya Te chabi lai ve Joganubachayapa Banapahera Daraji Terehatavicha Chabiodata Sare Sansari Kirapala Guru Aja Kirapala Guru Aja Sangata Pukaradi Tera hata vicha chabi o data sare sansaradi. Nanaki pukare atu jata vicha yaya si. Nanaki pukare atu jata vicha yaya si. Pukara vala fuka. Yarana lakaya si pukaravala fulaka Yarana lakaya si Osetare ajanu Menuna bisaraji Tera hata vicha chavi odata Sarehe sansaradi Kirapala Guru Aja, Kirapala Guru Aja, Sangata Pukaradi, Tere Hata Vicha Chabi Odata, Sare Sansaradi, Sunada Pukaradata, Mudato Tu Ayeve, Sunda Pukaradata, Mudato tu ayave, makanalu baneda, jahaja banelayave, makanalu baneda, jahaja banelayave, sangata nubachalele, Pukara jai basadi di tera hata vicha chabi o data sare sansaradi kadapala guru aja kadapala guru aja sangata pukara di Tere hata vicha chabi o data sare sansaradi.
O protector of the Sangha, don't delay. Hearing our voice comes soon. All the Sangha is sitting, waiting to have your darshan. Come, O Guru Kripal, the Sangha is calling you. In your hands is the key to the whole world. We'll begin our reading today with continuation of a satsang that Sanchi gave at 16 PS called Remaining in the Discipline. He gave this talk on April 1, 1983. This is from the May 1983 Sanpani magazine. And Sanchi is commenting on a hymn of Guru Ram Das. And we will pick up with lines from the hymn. All the earth where the sadhu puts his feet becomes pure. And Sanchi then says, the land where the master has lived is considered as blessed. The home where the master has been is considered as a blessed home. The place where master has spent some time, that becomes the most auspicious, pure, blessed place in the whole world. During the last tour, when we went to Australia, I had become weaker, and as a result of this, my fingers had become thinner. So the ring which was given to me by Supreme Father Kripal was not fitting on my finger very well. On our way back from Australia, in the plane, at one point I felt that I had lost that ring, and I was feeling very upset. I was feeling a very great loss. because that ring was given to me by Supreme Father Kripal. And who knows how much grace he had given me in that. But I did not want to disturb the other people. I did not want to tell anyone else that I had lost that thing. But in my heart, I was feeling a great loss. So sometimes I would lie down. Sometimes I would sit up. I was not comfortable at that time. Even though there was a lot of space in that plane, because it was fairly empty, and I could have rested very well, I did not rest. When Judith saw me in that state, she went to Papu and told him that Sanchi was having some difficulty. When Papu came to me, I told him, "No, I'm not having any difficulty," because I did not want to trouble other people. I did not know if I had lost the ring in the airplane or if it was outside somewhere, so I did not want to mention it. I myself was uncomfortable, but I didn't want to make other people also uncomfortable. Then, finally, I laid down. He, who was to tell me where the ring was lost, was not far from me. He was within me. And then he told me that ring was in the pocket of the vest which I was wearing. And I found it there. And then I became very happy. I mean to say this, that when I lost that and I did not know where I had lost it, I felt the same loss which I had felt when Master Kripal had left the physical body. Because I felt the thing which was given to me by the Almighty Lord was very grace-filled. It was full of His grace. I have appreciation for the things which are given to me by my beloved Master. So the meaning of saying this is that those who understand the value of the dust of the feet of the Master, only they can take advantage and only they can really appreciate the dust of the feet of the Master. And those who appreciate the gifts of the Master, their purpose is solved, and they can reach the highest status. And again, from the hymn, give up ego, the fear of public shame. Give up everything, giving up everything, live in the company of the sadhu. Now he says that when we go to such a mahatma, we should have only him and us. We should not have anything coming between him and us. And from the hymn, the fear of the Lord of judgment is removed, and one is saved from drowning in the ocean of life. When we do the Simran given by the Mahatma with our every single breath, when we remember the beautiful form of that Mahatma all the time, then such a Mahatma does not let us come back in the world. He does not give us even one more birth. And again from the hymn, those who are in the illusions dry up like the trees. To become alive, remain in the company of the sadhu. Now he says that those who have not done the meditation in this lifetime, those who have not obeyed the commandments of the Master, their condition becomes like the condition of the tree, which becomes dried up without any reason. And that tree becomes green and alive only when it gets water again. In the same way, if those souls will come back to the Master and do their bhajan and simran, they also will become alive. And they also will become one with the Almighty Lord. If, through the satsangs, the Mahatmas remove even one doubt from our mind, it is the habit of our mind to create 10 more before the satsang finishes. And again from the hymn, so don't delay even for a moment. Go and attach yourself at the feet of the sadhu. Now, lovingly, he tells us that when we come in contact with such a sadhu, we shouldn't hesitate, even for a moment, in coming closer to him. We should try to get to him as soon as possible and take advantage of him. Kabir Sahib says, when you go to see such a sadhu, don't take anyone along with you and don't turn your back. Keep going closer and closer towards him, no matter what happens. At another place, Kabir Sahib says, we should never give up the company of the master. We should always go on walking on the path which he shows. Because whenever we come across such a master, we become holy. And when we sit in his company, we do the meditation of Shabd Nam. And he says, O Kabir, remain in the company of the sadhu, even if you don't get such good food. Don't go in the company of the worldly people, even if they give you many good dishes to eat. All the saints have the same teaching to give out. All the saints have the same message. Whatever Guru Ram Das is saying here, Kabir Sahib also says the same thing. He says, when we have to go for the darshan of the master, we should not hesitate, even for a moment. We should not let our mind become a wall between us and him. And we should never think, we had the darshan of the master just a couple of minutes ago, why should we go again? Or, we had the darshan of the master in the morning, why should we bother him now? He says, no, whenever you get an opportunity, you should take advantage of it. You should have the darshan of the master. Once Baba Sawan Singh went to the village of Guman, where Baba Jamal Singh was born, to give the satsang, and he wept bitterly before starting the satsang. Sundar Das, who used to live with me, has seen this with his own eyes. He used to tell me that Baba Sawan Singh wept so much in the remembrance of Baba Jamal Singh that some of the dear ones asked him, Babaji, if your condition is such, what's the hope for us? If you cannot control yourself, how can we control ourselves? Then Baba Sawan Singh replied, no doubt, Baba Jamal Singh is with me all the time in the form of Shabd. But if he would come in the physical form even once, I am ready to give up everything that I have. I am ready to give up everything and go with him. In the same way, if Supreme Father Kripal were to come in his physical form, I am ready to give up everything I have. I would not hesitate in making any sacrifice. No doubt he is with me in the form of Shabd all the time. He is helping me, he is taking care of me, and giving me everything I need. And I have had a lot of opportunity to have the darshan of his physical form. But still, I think that it was not enough. I need to do more. That is why, if he were to come in his physical form, I would give up everything that I have. When Master told the people to close their eyes if they wanted to see God, I did not have the courage to close my eyes and take the sight of the gracious Lord away from my eyes. I didn't want to close my eyes. I wanted to see him in his real form. At that time, some dear ones complained that I was not closing my eyes. And I told him, "My Lord, I don't want to see any other God but you. And I don't have the courage to close my eyes. I don't want to miss your physical darshan, because to me, you are my Lord. You are my everything." Always in front of my beloved master, I used to say this in my heart: "Your eyes are the color, the dye. My eyes are that piece of cloth which needs to be colored. My eyes are serving your eyes, and they do not expect anything but the sight of your eyes." Those who have the real love for the Master serve the Master without expecting any rewards. They have only one expectation, and that is the darshan of the Master. And they never get satisfied, no matter how much they have had. And from the hymn, "The jewel of the singing of the Naam of the Lord is in the hands of Sadhu." The real Naam, obtaining which we can get the real liberation, is within the Sadhu, and that Naam is kept within the Sadhu by Almighty Lord. And again from the hymn, "Lay your heart in front of him who understands the words of Guru to be true." The disciple who obeys the commandment of the Master and who works according to the instruction of the Master, what does the Master do to him? He gives him all the wealth which he possesses. He says, "I earned all this wealth for you. This belongs to you, and you should have it." As the wise father gives up all his property and earnings to the obedient son, in the same way the Master gives his spiritual wealth and possessions to the disciples who obey his commandments. And from the hymn, "O saints, listen, O brothers, the Master calls you, stretching out his arm, and says, 'If you desire the happiness of soul forever, take refuge in the Satguru.' If one is most fortunate, he becomes determined in the path of the Masters." When the ferryman brings his boat to the bank of the river, he calls, "Those who want to go across, come and get in my ferry. I will take you." In the same way, the Masters bring their ferry of Naam. And when they come into this world, they call the people of the world and say, "Those who want to go across, those who want to reach the real home, they can come and get in my ferry. Those who are desirous of the worldly things, they should not come, because my ferry is only for those people who want to go back home, who want to cross this ocean of life." And from the hymn, "Those who are desirous of Maya get killed in it." In the beginning, Guru Ram Dass praised the saints and Mahatmas. He told us why it was important for us to obey the commandments of the Master. He told us about the praise of the Naam, And now he tells us the condition of those people who are involved in Maya. This is from the hymn. They have the darkness of ignorance, and their path is very difficult. And above all, they are burdened by ego. Maya creates egoism within us. It creates ignorance within us. It creates darkness within us. It creates egoism within us because when we have collected so much worldly wealth, or we have money, or things like that in the bank, we become proud of what we have collected. But he says that not even a needle will go with us. How do you expect that all the Maya which you have collected will go with you when not even a needle will go with you? So what does Maya create within us? Only egoism. King Karu had collected a lot of Maya. He was so desirous of collecting a lot of Maya that he had all the graveyards dug up to get the rupees which people used to bury in the mouths of the dead. When Guru Nanak came to him, he welcomed him and asked him if he could do any seva for him. Guru Nanak was very wise, and he gave him a needle, saying, "You take this needle and bring it with you to the court of the Lord when you die, and I will come to collect it then." And he at once took that. The wife of King Karu was very intelligent, and she said, "My husband, not even the body in which you are living now will go with you when you leave this world. How can you take the needle with you and give it back to the Mahatma in the court of the Lord?" At once he realized that, and he told Guru Nanak, "Master, I can't do this seva. I can't take this needle with me, because not even the body is going with me. Sorry, not even the body is going to go with me." So Guru Nanak told him, "Why have you collected so much Maya then? Why have you squeezed the blood out of the body of the poor ones? Why have you collected so much Maya when it's not going to go with you?" And then he realized that he had done something very wrong. He gave all the money back to the poor people. He spent some in the langar, and he became a righteous person. That is why the saints have started this way of donating part of the earnings, so that a person may not get tied up in egoism, and his property, his wealth, may become successful. And the final lines of the hymn. Nanak says, "Those who dissolve themselves in the Lord become liberated ones. If one meets the Satguru, he makes him determined in the Nam, and with the Nam of the Lord, he mixes with him." Now, very lovingly, Guru Sahib has explained to us the whole hymn. He told us why it was very important to do the meditation of Shabad Nam, and why it was important for us to go and take refuge in the Master. He says that we should do the meditation of Nam and manifest the Master within us. We should become one with the Almighty Lord. As the color is in the leaves, as the butter is in the milk, in the same way, we should become one with the Almighty Lord. that concludes that satsang talk. And we're going to continue in Master Kripal's circular letter number 17, which is in the August 1970 Satsandesh magazine. And this circular letter was sometimes printed under the title of The Philosophy of Mysticism. So Master has been talking about the need in the disciple to have love and self-surrender to the will of the Lord. So continuing, Master says, such love and self-surrender to the will of the Lord, embodied in the Master, has been the keystone of the teachings of all mystics, and especially so of Sant Mat. Your main task as disciples, as initiates, is to cultivate these qualities to the very utmost and leave the rest to the Master. There will, of course, be moments of doubt and of questioning, but if you can pass through them with your love and your faith unscathed, you will find the spiritual road within steadily unfolding itself before you, and all things being added unto you. The path is certainly not easy, but for one who has made such love the cornerstone of his life, nothing could be easier or more certain. Jesus never promised the peace and comfort with which the world is familiar. It was the cross he offered. We have to suffer to reshape ourselves, to destroy the old and forge the new. We have to face the ridicule of our fellows and the organized opposition of orthodox institutions. But if we have anchored ourselves in such a love of complete self-surrender, nothing can disturb the peace of our minds or distract the spiritual harmony that is ours. Initially, perhaps it is easier in the East to take to the mystic path than it is in the West. There is in India, for example, a long-standing tradition of seeking and following a living master, a tradition that is foreign to those to whom religion has been taught in terms of a closed revelation. Nevertheless, this initial advantage is not as great as it might at first appear. For the essential advantage in the field of spirituality is to be found not without, but within. It lies not in the absence of outer opposition, but in one's inner capacity for complete self-surrender and love. And outward obstacles may, in fact, act as tests and stimuli for the development of this capacity. This ability to conquer the ego and to submit oneself to the higher will is as rare in the East as it is in the West. And wherever it can be found, there you shall observe the true grand mark of spirituality. It is this capacity that you must cultivate and develop if you really wish to make substantial progress in the spiritual field. I repeat that the path is not easy. You must crucify your ego and lay your selfhood at the altar of love for your master. Rome was not built in a day, and the true abode of the Lord is not to be attained with a few weeks' labor. Most seekers want quick results. They want miracles and sudden transformations. But the seed generates rapidly only in thin soil and then withers away. The seed that must grow into the life-giving tree must grow more slowly. The science of spirituality, as it has been taught by all masters, and as it has been given to you, is a perfect science. Its truth has been demonstrated by some initial experience, and the rest depends upon your effort. The divine grace is ever ready to pour itself into the vessel, but the vessel must first be ready. The power to perform miracles is not very difficult to acquire, but it is not to be confused with true spirituality, which must be paid for with complete self-transformation and self-surrender. This, then, is the task before you. If you aspire for spiritual salvation, then do not lose a moment in seeking to reform yourselves. Man-making is the most difficult part of spirituality. And if you have perfected yourself in that field, then God realization is not difficult. Let your love for the Master be absolute and your obedience to his wishes uncompromising. Work for his cause to the best of your abilities, but do not let the individuality of your limited vision inculcate feelings of opposition and resentment for your fellows. So long as one has not attained universal consciousness, differences of opinion are bound to exist. But if one has understood their cause, one will not allow them to disturb one's peace of mind. Whatever the outer opposition, whatever the opinions of others, if one has surrendered oneself completely to one's love, then nothing can ever disturb one's equanimity or obstruct one's spiritual course. He who is upset by what others have to say is, without question, one who is still controlled by the ego and has yet to conquer his self. He has yet to learn the rudiments of spirituality. Let me, therefore, command you as a father, exhort you as a teacher, persuade you as a friend, to turn to the reformation and conquest of the self, if you seek to progress on the inner path. Try to help others and do the best for them, but be not concerned with the fruits of what you do. That is something that you must leave to the Master. Make your love for him so complete that, beholding his hand in everything, you rise above all feelings of enmity, rivalry, and resentment. See him present in all, and remember that he is always with you, ready to assist whenever you turn your thoughts to him. And above all, do not forget that he is to be won not by words, but by deeds. If you love me, follow my commandments. If you can do this, if you can conquer the self and surrender it at the feet of the Master, if you can learn to see him working through all things, if you can accept the fact of your own limited vision, if you can undertake a ceaseless and zealous watch over your thoughts and deeds, weeding out all evils and imperfections, then you shall not only win salvation yourselves, but enable others to do likewise. Your example shall shine like a torch in the darkness and men, even those who may first oppose you, will turn to you for guidance and help. You will find a new sense of peace surging through you, a peace that does not depend on the absence of outer disturbances, but is an inner state of mind that stands unshaken even in the most tempestuous situations. And this same quality shall enter not only your individual lives, but the larger life of the great spiritual movement of which you are a part. Instead of being disrupted and divided, it shall proceed single and purposeful towards its goal. No true master has ever been interested in attracting large numbers to himself, and quantity has never been my aim. It is quality that counts, and I would rather have a handful of disciples, nay, even one, who can sacrifice their ego on the spiritual altar and learn to live by love, than millions who understand not the value and meaning of these virtues. I have suggested this before, and I emphasize this again, that a seeker should be studied more carefully and his or her background learned more before being recommended for initiation. If, after understanding the basic principles of the science, he's willing to undertake this complete remolding of himself that its practice requires, then and then alone can he become a fit recipient of initiation. And how much more is this need for self-transformation to be stressed in the case of group leaders and representatives? They are the foundations of the movement. And if the foundations are weak, how shall the superstructure stand firmly? Their responsibility is much greater, and their effort must be much greater than that of the ordinary initiate. If they really loved me more than their little selves, if they only knew how deeply I suffer when I see them divided and wrangling, they would never have permitted matters to come to such a pass. I am not happy to say this, but I am left no choice. In the first part of this circular that we read last week, Master mentioned that he was distressed that there was, there was not peace and cooperation that he was hoping for amongst some of the group leaders. But that all did get resolved. And surely this circular letter had something to do with that. And continuing, the chief element that results in disharmony between the representatives and group leaders and other initiates can also be traced to the word distrust, or some sort of fear that some of them have acquired certain powers, namely mind reading or seeing or listening in on others at a distance, or psychic dominance over others, etc., which they might misuse. If anyone misuses such powers, those are taken away by the master immediately. Moreover, the initiates are armed with the repetition of five names, by which they have no cause to fear anyone. So take it as an exhortation. Take it as a command. But from this day, this very moment, make love and self-surrender, and the two, as I have already said, are really one, the cornerstones of your life. Do this and you will find your life becoming daily a blessing. I am always with you, waiting for you to turn away from yourselves and towards me. Let not the light that has been planted in you become darkness, but let it flame forth into a blaze that shall illumine the world. The path is straight and narrow and difficult, very difficult and exacting. But for one who is truly willing, every help is promised, and he can attain the goal in this very life, a goal that sets all other goals to shame. For beside it, there are no goals at all, only empty baubles and toys, at best, halfway houses. I know the initiates abroad are anxious to see me in person, and I also long to be amidst them. You can well imagine how happy and jolly a father would feel amidst his sons and daughters, who are all loving and amicable. I would therefore suggest that by the time I make a trip to America, all initiates, including leaders and representatives, make a special effort to live a pure, Christly, and master-like life as is possible, so that all initiates will stand out amongst other men and women, shining with love in full bloom and drenched in the sweet remembrance of the Lord. And that also concludes that talk. All right, our recording today, we've been listening to the series of talks that Sanchi gave here at Sanpani in 1980. He gave a series of talks on the Garivars of Guru Ram Dass, and this is the fourth in that series. This was given the title, The Harvest of Nam.
Satguru vich vaddi vaddi aai jo an din har har naam te aave satguru vich vaddi vaddi aai jo an din har har naam te aave
main pehle din hi dassya si ki eh baani ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਦੀ ਹੈ। ਤਕਰੀਬਨ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ 10-12 ਦਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ 'ਤੇ ਹੀ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰੂੰਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਬੀਤੇ ਸਨ ਜਾਂ ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਵਰਣਨ ਹੈ। ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜੋ ਆਸ਼ਕ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਆਸ਼ਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਬੀਤਿਆ ਸੀ ਜਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੁਖਾਲਫਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਵੀ ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪੂਰਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਹੈ।
On the first day I said that this is the bani of Shri Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj, and I had said that I will do the satsang on this very bani for 10 or 12 days. As long as I am here, I will go on doing the satsangs on this bani. Because in this bani, the love which Guru Ram Das had for his master Guru Amar Das is described. And moreover, in those days, whatever Guru Amar Das had to go through and whatever he had to suffer because people were opposing him, so whatever happened with him, that also is described. Because the lovers always talk about their beloved. That is why here Guru Ram Das Ji is talking about his master, his beloved. And moreover, in those days, whatever Guru Amar Das had to face, how much he was criticized and like that, that also is described in this bani.
Aap kehnde hai satgur de vich kehdi cheez di vadiyai hundi hai, us nu assi kyon apna har man pyara samajhde hain, kyunki oh din raat naam di kamai karda hai, ਬੈਠਾ ਉੱਠਦਾ ਉਸਦਾ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮਾਲਕ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਬੜੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ।
Now he says that what is the greatness of the master, and why he is loved and liked by everyone. He says that Master is liked by everyone, and he is is liked by everyone, and the greatness of Master is that he always is in connection with God, whether he is sitting or standing, whether he is asleep or awake, he always remains in tune with God. And this is the greatness of the Master, that God himself is manifested within him.
हर हर नाम रामत सोच संयम हर नाम ही तृप्तावे
सतगुरु दा संयम भी नाम है तृप्ति भी नाम है ओ हमेशा नाम दे नाल ही जुड़िया रहिंदा है और नाम नू पा के ही उस दे अंदर सबर और संतोख आया हुंदा है.
The desire of the Master is Naam, the thing which contents him or makes him contented, that also is Naam. And he is always absorbed in Naam. By meditating on Naam and by achieving Naam, he always remains contented in Naam.
Hare Naam Taan, Hare Naam Divan, Hare Naam Rakh Kara.
ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਤਾਣ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਦੀਵਾਨ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਹੈ ਉਸਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ.
ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟਰ, ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਸਪੋਰਟ, ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਓਨਰ, ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼, ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ.
ਜੋ ਚਿਤ ਲਾਏ ਪੂਜੇ ਗੁਰ ਮੂਰਤ ਸੋ ਮਨ ਇੱਛੇ ਫਲ
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਐਸੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਐਸੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਭੋਜਨ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਬਹਿੰਦੇ ਗਿਆਨ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਰੂਪ ਦਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਉਸਦੀ ਇੱਛਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now he says that those who go in the company of such masters and those who meditate on such masters or those who do the devotion of such masters whose food is Naam and who gets contented by doing the meditation of Naam and within whom Naam is manifested. Such people, after those who are desirous of Naam, they get all their desires fulfilled as well as they get Naam if they go in the company of such masters.
Jitade phal man vaachiye titade satgur paas.
Whatever fruits we ask for or whatever things we ask for, we all get that from our Satguru.
जो निंदा करे सतगुर पूरे की तिस करता मार देवा फिर ओ विला उस हथ न आवे ओ अपना बिजाया पिंखा.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਐਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਬਲਕਿ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਜਮਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਾਰ ਪਵਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਮ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਵੇਲਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਉਦੋਂ ਬੜਾ ਪਛਤਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਗਿਵ ਐਨੀ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਫੀਟ ਟੂ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੂ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ਸ ਸੱਚ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ God makes them get the beating from the angels of death, and when he is getting the beating, then he repents. But once the time is lost, he cannot gain it back, and then he repents, but for no use.
Narak kur mutale khadiya jiyo taskar pai gala.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਰੀ ਜਮ ਮਾਰ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਮਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ ਪਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਚੋਰ ਦੇ ਹੱਥਕੜੀ ਲਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਗਲ 'ਚ ਰੱਸਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਫੜ ਕੇ ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਾਲ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਫੜ ਕੇ ਨਰਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਬੀਟਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਏਂਜਲਸ ਆਫ ਡੈਥ ਬਟ ਬਿਸਾਈਡ ਦ ਬੀਟਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਆਫਟਰ ਦ ਬੀਟਿੰਗ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਥੀਵਸ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਕਾਟ ਰੈਡ ਹੈਂਡਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੈਂਡਸ are tied, the handcuffs are put in their hands and they are tied everywhere. Their body is tied and they are thrown in the prison. In the same way, such people, those who criticize the perfect masters, they are first given the beating by the angels of death, and after that, negative power pulls them and ties them and throws them in the hell.
फिर सतगुरु की शरणी पवें तो उबरे जहाँ हर हरे नाम ते आवे।
हुण कहिंदे आ कि इंसान का जामा मिलिया तो वाहगुरु दे मिलनू सी, लेकिन असी निंदिया करके भैड़े कर्म बना ले, इस वास्ते नरकां दे विच जाने हैं।
Now he says that we got the human body for doing the devotion of Lord, but instead of doing that, we started criticizing other people and we made a lot of bad karmas, and as a result of which, we go to the hell.
लेकिन जे वो निंदिया करन वाला जद भी उस नरकां चो निकलेगा, उसनू जन्म मिलेगा, फिर भी वो सतगुरां दी शरण दे विच आके नाम शब्द दी कमाई करेगा, तां वो मालिक दे दरबार जाएगा, नहीं तां वो फिर जम्मण मरण दे विच तुरिया फिरेगा।
But if that critic, after suffering in the hell, when he gets liberated from the hell and comes back in the world and get the body, if he comes in the company of the master, if he comes to the feet of the master and then does the meditation of Nam, only then he can get liberation. If he doesn't do that, he will keep coming in the bodies, he will keep having the pains of births and deaths.
All right, we'll close our satsang with a bhajan of Sanchi's on page 127, Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye. O dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head. Name and fame will exist for a few days. In a moment, the minarets of youth will be demolished. Be afraid of death's nature. You came to meditate on Nam, but Maya trapped you. You forgot the true all-owner in your heart. By meditating on Nam, we get liberation from this world. Tell, what is the limit of breaths in the body? Remember the Lord, don't forget him. Folding the hands, request this of him. Meet me, O beautiful Kripal. Make us have your darshan. Meeting quenched the thirst of Ajaib. Let us do the Simran of the Satguru. O dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head. Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye, page 127.
Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye. Ranga Rupa Dhammana Nakardiye Visiri Ute Mota Kardi Sajana Visiri Ute Mota Kardi Sajana Ranga Rupa Dhammana Nakardiye Ranga Rupa Dhammana Nakardiye Vesiri Ute Mota Kardi Sajana Vesiri Ute Mota Kardi Sajana Manavadi Aye Torde Dina lai rehen ge Bura ja juvani vale Phala vich dahen ge Manavadi aye torde Dina lai rehen ge Bur ja juvani vale phala vich dahen ge O de kudrat kolo dariye O de kudrat kolo dariye Vesiri ute mota kardi sajana Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Ranga rupa dhammanana kari Ranga rupa dhammanana kari Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Aya naam japne nu Maya jala palaya Sache kula malika nu Dila to bulalia Aya naam japne nu Maya jala palaya Sache kula malika nu Dila to bulalia Naam jap ke jahano tariye Naam jap ke jahano tariye Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Ranga rupa dhammanana kariye Ranga rupa dhammanana kariye Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Kala dicha sadaso Kedi muni adave Dilo na bulai rakhi Malika nu yadave Kala dicha sadaso Kedi muni yadave Dilo na bulai rakhi Malika nu yadave Hath ban ke benati kariye Hath ban ke benati kariye Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Ranga rupa dhammanana kariye Ranga rupa dhammanana kariye Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Besiri ute mota kardi sajna Melo kir pola sona Dar shabdi ka deo Mila ke ajab di Pyasa nubu ja deo Melo kir pola sona Darsha ka deo Mila ke ajab di Pyasa nubu ja deo Sat Guru Das Smran Kariye Sat Guru Das Smran Kariye Besiri Ute Mota Kardi Sajna Besiri ute mota kardi sajana. Ranga rupa dhammanana kardiye. Ranga rupa dhammanana kardiye. Visiri ute mota kardi sajana. Visiri ute mota kardi sajana. Meet me, O beautiful Kripal. Make us have your darshan. Meeting, quench the thirst of a jay. Let us do the simran of the Satguru. O dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head.
May God bless us all.